police have finally catch a nude man who spent 12 hours perched on top of a pole.
Why?
This was following Florida Anywhere Else. I almost made that a Florida Anywhere Else, but then I wanted to turn this into a topic for the audience. 818-955-KLOS.
Okay.
Well, what would you say if it was? If not, but if it was Florida Anywhere Else, police finally catch a nude man who spent 12 hours perched on top of a pole.
I would go Florida on that.
You'd be wrong.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You did.
The cops in Eugene, Oregon. They got a call around 3 in the morning about a 39-year-old guy named Brandon Lee Jackson who allegedly attacked and robbed a man in a 7-Eleven parking lot. And when the cops eventually tracked Brandon down, he had climbed on the top of a very tall railroad crossing sign and just perched up there, naked. And he wasn't moving. It was more than 12 hours before Brandon finally climbed down to the pole and tried to make a run for it. The police dog got to him first.
Ooh, naked
with a police dog?
Kibbles and bits.
Yeah, hope he grabbed my arm. Yeah, what he's trying to do.
Get your mouth off my snossage.
Yeah, the police dog got him. And they...
Who's a good boy?
No, Brandon put the dog in a headlock and punched it. Cops quickly caught up with him, and after that, was arrested on several charges. So, there he is. He's 39.
Oh, my God. That guy's in his 30s.
Nice neck tattoo.
Yeah, what is it, a candelabra?
It looks like... you know, like a large bug hit him in the neck while he's riding a motorcycle. Like a cartoon bug. So here's the topic. Okay. All right. I want you to call in about this. 818-955-5567. 818-955-KLOS. Do you have a hilarious story that begins with, I looked up and blank. Like, I looked up and saw a naked guy sitting on a post. So 818-955-KLOS. Did you look up and see something crazy? Look up and get injured? Any great story counts as long as it involves saying, I looked up and blank.
Okay.
818-955-5567. 818-955-KLOS. We'll see if that can get anybody to call in. I looked up and blank. Anybody? Anybody in here?
I looked up.
You looked up?
I crashed a four-wheeler once because I looked up away from the road for a second because I didn't know where my friends were. It was a bachelor party, like in the woods, and we went mud, and it was very Tennessee.
Bachelor party in the woods. Wow.
A bunch of dudes
in the woods.
Yeah. I looked up, and these two guys were making out with each other.
I looked up, and he was looking down at me.
You've never had a bachelor party in the woods doing keg stands and camping out?
I've been at parties in the woods doing keg stands and camping out, but not a bachelor party.
Well, this guy, his wife didn't want, you know, strippers and all that stuff.
You didn't invite strippers out to the woods?
No. He respected
wood strippers
her
are the best.
Yeah, stripping by campfire? I mean, is there anything better?
So, we were all riding four-wheelers, and I looked up to find my friends and didn't realize that the path turned.
Oh.
But also, the path had a very large ditch before it hit the mountain. And so I looked up, I go, guys, where are you? And then I immediately fell face forward, and it flipped over and landed on top of me. And I was stuck
there. And did they have to take you to the hospital?
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't take me to the hospital, but five guys had to pull the thing off
of
me.
Oh, they pulled five guys had to pull it off.
Wow. Were they all in a circle when they were pulling it off?
My turn.
You jerk.
Hey!
Hey, there you go. Yeah, you got to play it longer or else you're just going to cry.
Yeah, you got to own it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the calls coming in. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if this was going to work or not. I looked up and blank. Tell us your stories. 818-955-5567. Is the number. Let's see. Sammy's talking to them, and they must be telling their wonderful story to her. Here we go. We got Corey on the phone. Hey, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
All right, tell us a story that starts with, I looked up and blank.
I looked up, and I see my buddy Chase in the Filipino whorehouse that we're in, shaking his enormous meat hammer at the glass window of the room they're in.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I was married at the time. I was merely chaperoning, and I looked up, and I'm like, is that Chase's, they're all like, yeah, it is.
So that's the first time you'd ever seen it?
Oh, no, I've seen it probably on a daily basis for like 2.5 years.
I mean, Chase has a meat hammer. Of course, he's whipping it out every chance he can get.
Yeah, the biggest rule was underpants. Underpants in the room.
Wait, what does that mean?
That Chase had to wear underpants.
We lived in a barracks room together, and he decided wearing pants was meh.
Because he was so well endowed, he just never wore pants.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was his proudest thing.
How big would you say Chase was? I mean, just walking around the house and it was just hanging there. How big was he?
Probably 7-8 inches hanging, probably just a good hanging. 9 or 10.
Just hanging.
Hanging.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh. I wouldn't wear pants either.
You probably couldn't find it to fit.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
That man was a conundrum of a human being. All right, so you looked up and you saw your buddy Chase swinging his meat hammer in the window at a Filipino whorehouse. You have a very strong story. You just might be the winner, but stay on hold. We got to take a couple more. It's the I looked up face off.
I love that he's like, I was married at the time. I was just chaperoning.
Yeah, right. You were sitting outside the Filipino whorehouse. All right, we got who's next? It's Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, how you guys doing? I love the show.
Thank you.
All right, tell us a good story now that starts with I looked up and blank.
All right, so it doesn't start that. So I was driving just because I'm a delivery driver and messing with the radio and whatnot, making sure I'm listening to you guys.
Thank you.
And I look up, and just to the side of me is a guy driving, but he is sucking on a sex toy. Like a good sized sex toy, right around like 8-9 inches. Oh,
the Chase edition.
He's just going to town on it.
Going to town on it. Was he looking at
going
you?
Going to town on it, just while he was driving.
But
and so, I'm driving like right next to him.
So he wasn't looking at you in the eyes and doing it.
I mean, no eye contact. He was looking forward and just driving one hand, going to town with the other hand.
Wow.
That would be something to see.
Tyler, you definitely stay on hold. You are in the running for the best story for I looked up and saw blank.
I'm sure there are a lot of delivery drivers who see weird stuff on the road all the time.
My God. Is that something that like gay guys practice?
Was he practicing?
It's just like, you know, working the calisthenics or was he mouth muscles?
A quote-unquote straight married man. But had that hankering and could only do that in his car when he's alone to get that fix that he can't get in real life.
Get a fix? A fix of what?
That fix. It's a toy. But you still get your fix.
Really?
I would imagine, sure.
That's what the fix is about?
Well, when you're craving to do that, sure.
I mean,
there are people who like doing that, so they're craving that to do it.
But is there anybody who just eats the outside of a Rolo? No.
What?
You know what I mean? Like the Rolo, I'm trying to think of something that has a center in it that's like a Cadbury egg. Yeah. You want to just eat the chocolate on the outside of a Cadbury egg and leave the white creamy stuff just by itself?
Some people don't like the white creamy stuff.
You're just craving the outside of the egg?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No one's craving the middle of the Cadbury
egg. Then why are you buying a Cadbury egg?
Because I like the outside
of the chocolate. No, you don't. You just get a Hershey's. You're going for that yolky middle. All right. This turned out way better than I thought it was going to.
Seriously.
We got JoJo, a female, on line 5. Hey, JoJo.
Hi. How are you?
All right. So you tell us a good story now of I looked up and blank.
My boyfriend was crying.
Wait, what? Tell the whole story, though. What happened?
Okay. Well, I don't know how to say this nicely on the air, but I was pleasuring my boyfriend and I looked up and he was crying.
He was like sobbing crying or just
litter. He was tearing up and I saw it and it was early in the relationship and I saw it and I said almost like I stopped and I said, are you okay? And he was just like it's just so good. Sorry.
Oh, it was so good you made him cry. Oh, my God, JoJo.
Dang, you know, she probably practiced.
Yeah, do you drive to work just with a toy in your mouth?
I was married for 20 years before that, and then I broke up. So I guess I got good at what I did. Sorry.
Yeah. You made a guy cry.
JoJo, I got to ask you, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
I've gotten Alicia Keys a lot.
Alicia Keys.
With extremely good skills.
Oh, I know. You are Alicia Keys.
Oh, my Lord.
My God, JoJo.
That's really some story.
I mean, you're really good at it. I mean, you would you think you're like you could teach lessons?
I don't know. This is embarrassing.
No, that's not.
No,
I mean,
no, it's
hell.
Great.
I put that on my special skills, my resume. If I had that kind of ability. Oh. JoJo, you definitely stay on hold. You are in the running for the best story. So don't hang up.
Is she on hold?
Yeah.
He lied to her.
What do you mean?
What do you think happened?
That's not. She said it was very early in the relationship,
right,
which means they both just got out of relationships. She said she was married for 20 years.
Yeah.
He was in some sort of relationship that hurt him bad. And that was his first time back on the market. And he was missing her.
Oh.
It was his first BJ since the one who broke his heart.
And so then he was like, this is the
so
first woman.
He was thinking
woman.
About the ex?
Yeah. He was hurt.
Or the tears of joy because his ex never did that.
No, I think he was missing her. He probably got dumped, found JoJo, and she was willing. And he jumped
in way
too early.
And then he's still
kind of
thinking about the ex mm-hmm. and got sad.
I've been there.
Or you cried during a beach?
Well, no, but I almost did. Almost. Almost.
Was this with your wife?
Let's take another call.
I love it.
Oh, my God, Eric.
Oh, because you were thinking about... Oh, my Lord,
I didn't
Eric.
Know that other girl gave you beaches.
Let's go to line 9. Cindy looked up and saw something.
All right. Hello, Cindy.
Oh, God.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you for being a woman to listen to this show.
You're welcome.
So,
I love your show.
Tell me a great story, Cindy, with the beginning being, looked up and blank.
Well, I was laying out at the beach with my friend and on my mouth.
A seagull
horrible. Oh, my
in
God.
Your eye and your mouth?
Yeah, it was a big one. It's like he was holding it for miles. It's just like, oh my God, the worst. This is the worst ever happened.
Cindy.
My friend started laughing so hard, Peter Pan. Yeah, that was bad.
Cindy, you definitely stay on hold because you are in the running for best story with I looked up and blank. I saw her. Let's see. Okay, we've had Corey, Tyler, JoJo. Okay, remember Corey? He looked up and saw his buddy shaking his big junk at a Filipino whorehouse in the window.
That's right. His gigantic meat hammer, yeah. I believe is what he called it. Yeah.
Tyler looked up and saw a guy sucking on a sex toy while driving. JoJo, she was pleasuring her boyfriend, looked up and he was crying. Cindy looked up and a seagull pooped in her eye and her mouth. Oh, my God.
These are so good.
I had my doubts about this topic. I didn't know. And I thought, well, hell, it's Friday. Throw it out there. And look at the size fish we caught. All right. We got Danny on line 7. Hello, Danny.
Hey.
All right. I looked up and blank.
I was pleasuring my girlfriend. I looked up and she was flipping channels on the TV with remote control.
Oh, God, Danny.
No. Did you stop or keep going?
I had to see what was on TV too, but I he's like, kept the business.
Kept the business. All right. What show did you end up landing on and decided to watch that while you did that? Do you remember?
Oh, I'm not sure what that was.
All right, Danny. You stay on hold.
Boy Eats World.
Yeah, that's the next topic. What show did she land on while Danny was pleasuring her?
Oh, God.
Let's see. George on line 2. Hey, George.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, tell me that good story.
Hey.
I looked up and saw blank.
I looked up and saw a UFO. So I was hanging out with my brother, my front yard, and we're looking towards downtown L.A. And we see this, out of nowhere, we just looked up and we saw a UFO and the lights were going around it. It looked like a regular like UFO, like the dish.
Yeah,
and it was going towards us. We looked up, and it's going back towards downtown LA, and it disappears. And like 5 minutes later, you see two F-16s come across the sky, and we looked at each other, and we're just like, "What the hell just happened?"
Whoa!
Wow! So you're a believer in UFOs?
Oh yeah, now I am.
And now you have someone there, your buddy, who confirmed it.
Yeah, a witness.
All right.
Yeah, my brother, yeah.
Stay on hold, George. All right. George is back on hold.
I mean, it's no fake dong, but I mean, it's a good story.
Damn it.
What happened?
What's wrong with these phones? There we go. All right, so now it's time to vote. We got our nominees in. So George, you just heard him. He looked up and saw a UFO. Corey, he looked up and saw his buddy shaking his giant meat hammer in the window at a Filipino strip club. Or no, a whorehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins in the... Corey. Or not... Yeah, Corey wins so far. Out of George and Corey.
Yes.
All right, hang up, George. Tyler looked up and saw a guy sucking on a sex toy while driving. Versus Cindy, who looked up and saw a seagull pooped right in her eye.
Sex toy.
Sex toy.
Right. I mean, for me.
All right, sorry, Cindy. Then we got JoJo, who was pleasuring her boyfriend. She looked up and he was crying. Versus Danny, who was pleasuring his girlfriend, looked up and saw her changing the channels on the TV.
That's a tough one.
I think it's the guy crying.
Crying, yeah. That's, getting a beat.
All right, sorry, Danny. Great story, though. So now it's top three here. Corey, you know, meat hammer, window, yeah. Filipino whorehouse. Tyler looked up, saw a guy sucking on a sex toy while driving, and JoJo was pleasuring her boyfriend, looked up, and he was crying. Who is going to be the winner of the I Looked Up face-off? Sammy, who's your vote?
It's JoJo.
Going with JoJo. What do you say? What do you say, hi?
I got it. Is JoJo the fake dong?
No, JoJo's boyfriend crying.
Oh, I'm going fake dong.
Going Tyler?
Oh, Tyler, yes.
Going Tyler. What do you say, Johnny?
I'm going Tyler on this.
Going Tyler. What do you say, Jordan?
Oh, it's got to be JoJo. Give her a prize. Come on.
Yeah, a prize for this is the goodness. What do you say, Eric?
I'm just going with Corey with the whorehouse because the way he told that story.
It was a great storyteller.
Perfectly
yeah.
told.
You know what? For as much doubt as I had about this topic in general, I looked up and blank. I'm going to make all three of you winners.
Yeah!
Yes, Corey, Tyler, and JoJo.
Nicely done,
you
guys.
All won. Equally as fantastic at telling stories and
so
being a part
good.
Of the show.
Wow.
So I appreciate you all. Sammy's going to hook you up with a VIP to HeidiandFrank.com because you all are VIPs pushing the show forward. Thank you so much.